From Bradley University, this is Outside the Horseshoe. I'm Tanya Coombs. The Peoria City Council votes on whether to pursue its buyout option of Illinois American Water Company. This is an exercise that happens every 5 years. For this decision, 6 of the 11 council members are new to the process. That has some of the council members doing some due diligence of their own before tonight's vote. That is the topic of this show. Peoria Mayor Jim Artis is opposed to any further consideration of the buyout option. He is a veteran on the city council. At-large Councilman Chuck Weaver believes it's something the city council should look at more closely and is new to the idea. We are speaking to both separately as schedules dictate.
Mayor, thank you for taking the time to talk about water buyout.
Absolutely.
You're someone who has long held, at least during your time on the council, and that's been a pretty good number of years at this point, that the water company best serves being held exactly where it is, not within the city's purview of operation.
You're right. I have had this discussion upstairs a number of times over my going on 15 years, so I have not changed my stance on that. I do view this as a hostile government takeover of a private business that is doing a very good job. You know, either way I look at it is if they're not doing their job and they're not performing, we always have eminent domain, whether or not we have this purchase option or not. So we can always go the eminent domain route. And I'll tell you, not only am I opposed to it, our constituents are opposed to it. So we see some fairly significant business people in the community that are pushing towards this. Emphatically, I can say I respect every one of their opinions. I disagree with them on this issue, but they're all good business people. And I think at the end of the day, you know, they all want to do what's best for Peoria and our region too. But I couldn't disagree with them more. For the government to go in and take over a private business like that, it just goes against a lot of my principles. And I don't think anybody's going to make a very credible argument that the government can do business better than the private side in almost all cases.
The city council tonight is also going to approve a two-year budget for 2014-2015. Purchasing the water company is not part of the city's overall strategic plan right now, is how it appears to me. I could be wrong.
No, it's, you know, since about 2008, it's not coincidence that we've reduced the number of employees in the city of Peoria by close to 25%. I mean, it's been a very focused strategic effort to identify what our core services are, what people really rely on the city to do. And those other things that we simply can't afford to do anymore, we're looking to have them done in other places. We did it with a lot of our engineering work. We did it with animal control. And there's other areas that we will continue to look at. And so to make a decision like this that would have an impact, which would basically probably about double the size of our operations, it goes contrary to everything that we've been working really hard to do. And a lot of that is being driven by costs of labor, pensions, insurance, and everything else. So, you know, that's an added reason not to do this, but it's not an insignificant one.
Tonight's vote is to begin to evaluate the purchase or not, depending on how the council votes tonight. Let's just say the votes were there to say, yes, let's move ahead with the due diligence portion of the process. How would it go from there?
So this is what really needs to be clarified, because in very simple terms, the vote tonight is buy or don't buy. That's what the decision is. It's not, you know, everybody's talking about, is it due diligence? Is it do the first part of the work? The vote is buy it or don't buy it. That's all we're discussing tonight. You know, people are comfortable in that the first phase of this is we both, the water company and the city, determine the value. And if we don't agree on the value, then we agree on a third appraiser who will come up with the decision. When we did this in 05, it was the city's appraiser said it was worth 110, and the water company said it was worth 320. So, gosh, what do you think the third appraiser came back with? Well, they came back right in the middle, you know, 220 million, which was still outside of the range of making that thing cash flow. So the decision tonight is buy or don't buy. If it's buy, then we do the appraisal. We find out what the value is. Knowing that if there's a value of X and they think they can afford it, then the next step is going through a more intense due diligence process. You know, at any point along that time frame, we can still say, whether it's when we get the appraisal and it's too high or we start to do diligence and the numbers don't crunch out. When we get into that time frame, we can always say, you know, these numbers aren't working out right. You know, we're going to stop this. We're not going to go forward. I can't see the water company saying, oh, no, you said you're going to buy us. You're going to buy us. So, you know, there is that. But the reality is that this vote, people should be very comfortable when they say, yes, we should buy this, that we're going to buy it. It's not taking it for a test drive. You know, that's really kind of the sticking part in here is if you're just doing this to see if you can go through this exercise and maybe that appraisal is not going to come back at 220 this time. Maybe it's going to come back below 200. I mean, that's silly. I mean, it really is. And I just don't think that – I don't think that that's wise. I think if you want to buy the water company, you vote yes and you take it all the way. That's really what the discussion is going to be tonight. And – you know, even for all the people that want to go take that car for the test drive, I don't think that they're prepared for what happens at the other end. And if they do go that route and decide for whatever reason that these numbers aren't crunching out, we can't go this route, we not only pay our expenses, we pay the water company's expenses for going through that process. And that's what drives that part of this to probably in excess of $2 million that, frankly, we don't have.
So you would need a simple majority for this to pass tonight?
Yep.
How do you feel like the votes might shake out? Do you think the votes are there to pass?
One thing that I have learned, one thing for sure is it's good to understand where people are leaning, but I never predict an outcome before it happens. I do think that the majority of the council is listening to the fact that we're not hearing this big drumbeat from our citizens saying, you know, we really think you should go out there and spend $200 or $300 million to buy this water company that's providing us a good product and good service, because you don't have anything else on your plate right now. You're not looking at tight budgets, and you're not looking at a CSO situation that's probably going to cost you $300 or $400 million. So yeah, we're not hearing that. You know, we're hearing a drumbeat by a certain segment of the business community that would, for whatever the reasons, like us to go that route.
Combined sewer overflow, $300 million?
And it may go higher than that. I mean, the U.S. EPA right now has come up with this formula where they determine what they think a community can afford. It's not, the solution isn't based on our ability to eliminate the overflows into the river. It's based on how much they think we can afford. So we've provided them, and we're getting off subject, but we've provided them with information that we think we can eliminate almost all of those for less than $200 million. And they think that we can afford to spend close to $500 million, and that's what they want us to spend to fix it.
Over how long?
You know, we'd obviously have to bond for it, most likely over 20 years. So It's significant. My point is our constituents, the people that allow us to run the city, are not beating the drums to buy the water company. It's not something that they want us to do. And they're, as I said before, they're firm believers that the private side can do it better than government can, and that's where we should keep it.
Maybe it would be more beneficial for city staff to be talking about CSO water rather than the kind that comes out of one's tap.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's these issues are being driven by, you know, the fact that we do have that purchase option, and that's fine. But, you know, we can go into a whole nother long discussion about the likelihood of elected officials in the future, their ability to actually do the right thing. If hypothetically you bought the water company, and are they going to do the right thing with, if there are any revenues that exceed our expenses, are they going to put them in the right place? I contend that we're in the situation we're in right now, looking at trying to find money for our infrastructure, because over the years we haven't maintained the infrastructure like we should. And that's not Peoria. That's, you know, you look at that statewide, you look at that across the country. Our infrastructure in this country is abominable. And it's because we haven't prioritized that. And now we're looking at a huge paycheck. So if past this prologue, there is absolutely no reason for me to believe that if they did take on this huge expenditure of a private company, that they're still not going to allocate the right amounts of money to the infrastructure, and they won't have the intestinal fortitude to raise the rates to get that the money that they need. I just think it's an endless circle of problems that we don't need.
You have an inordinate schedule. Thank you for the time.
Thank you.
Councilman Weaver, thank you for taking the time to be with us on Outside the Horseshoe.
Great. Thank you for being here, and thanks for covering this. We have an important issue ahead of us.
You are one of the people who is leading the charge that the city should say yes to this, to purchasing a water company tonight and move ahead with studying it.
I'm not a person that's leading the charge to purchase.
You are leading the charge then what?
To study it. Yeah, and there's a big difference. A number of people that, you know, on the council and some other folks tonight that will be here talking have been involved in a lot of different businesses. And you don't say, I'm going to purchase or I'm not going to purchase. You say, I'm going to jump in and study something and make a decision. And, you know, I put together kind of a position paper Saturday. You know, we received all of our information Tuesday night. So it's been a real scramble to try to get a good understanding of what all the dynamics are that we know this far. And just by the way, Bob Manning put that together and did a fantastic job. But Saturday, I just tried to put together kind of a position paper to really understand the dynamics of this.
Where does that review of the information before you place where you stand for tonight's discussion?
Yeah, I've set this all up as just, I've called it a prerequisite to a purchase. Here are the things we have to know before we could ever decide to be a purchaser. So this is all about the study process. And so what I put in this document, and I sent this to all the council either Sunday night or Monday morning. I had a couple of the council members help me review it to make sure my facts were accurate, but to get a good understanding. And basically what I put in there is what would be expected of the business community, but then also what would be expected of the council. So for example, in the event we ended up owning the water system, That is, and I'm a private industry guy. I'm always afraid of, I think private industry will always run organizations better than governments will. So the first thing is we got to have an outside company that will manage this for us. So it's not the city managing it. There'll have to be a commission of some sort set up or a water district. You never hear anybody complain about our sanitary district. It's run by a group of elected officials that are, their sole job is taking care of that sanitary district. And people say, well, wait a minute, you're thinking about in the event we decided to move forward this, you'd have a huge bond that would be used, a bond that would be, revenue bond that would be used to pay for the water company. And you'd also could be faced with a CSO, combined sanitary overflow bond. Here's how I've explained it. If a young man came to me, a young man or woman came to me and said, I want to buy a house to live in, I'd say, don't do that. Buy a house to rent, get a revenue stream out of that house you're going to rent, and then buy a house to live in, and you end up with two houses. One of them is paying for itself. I would see this that way, that the revenue bonds will pay for themselves out of the water company. And if anything, it could help with our costs on the CSO bonds that are coming. Does that make sense?
How quickly, though?
According to Bob Manning's numbers, it's self-funding.
All right, tell us a little more about that.
He gave us a spreadsheet, and it's because of confidential numbers from Illinois American that we can't, just like this document, we can't share those on a broad basis. And that document shows this being self-funded from the very beginning on a 30-year bond, and that bond would be about a $16 million payment, but the revenue from water will pay that at its current levels of cost to the consumer. And what he put into his assumption is a 3% per year increase. The other part of that is the increases we've seen over the last 38 years have been a little over 6%, and over the last 5 years have been 9%. So switching that to a 3% increase annually will be an improvement of where we've been over our costs going forward.
So would that end up being something that would mean less for water rate payers, or would that mean more revenue to the city?
The goal is both. Now, I don't ever want anyone to think we're going to reduce rates when we get this, because we've got unknowns. So the goal is that we would just put a maximum increase of 3%. This is according to Bob Manning's numbers again. And once again, I've had those numbers 1 week. I'm not going to stand behind those. I want to get in and study it.
So the $16 million isn't bond. It's $16 million a year over the life of the bond, which is generally 20 to 30 years?
This would be a 30-year bond, right. And that $16 million, he shows that as being able to be paid out of the revenue stream, plus have money left over for the city, small amounts in early years, but on a number that's growing over time.
That information that the initial study group has put together sounds like the information is enough that it makes you want more information about the idea of purchasing the water company.
That's exactly right. We need to jump in and study this to understand if it really works or not.
So have you talked with other members of the council to know where the majority stands on whether or not they want to study this?
I would say there are 3 to 5 that disagree with the franchise concept. I would say that right now there are probably 7 that would be opposed to doing due diligence. So 3 to 4 would be in favor of studying this further. I'm hoping that tonight when the business community shows up and says that, and there's only going to be 3 or 4 people, but they will say, we've got a letter here showing that money's in the bank for you to do $250,000 of study. And we have a commitment that by January 23rd, there would be a total of $1 million coming from the business community.
And how long would it take to study? How long would the due diligence period be?
I think my goal is that we know a lot with that $250,000 that we get from them, because after their $250,000, what I put in this request to the business community is that the city would pay $250,000. And the reason I did that was so that it's easy for people sitting around a political body to say, oh, we got $1 million, let's go ahead and spend it. And that's not fair to the businesses that are stepping forward to help. So I asked them if they would give $250,000. The next amount would be us doing $250,000 just to show that if we continue, we're serious. And then the remainder of their money, $750,000, would come next.
Why is it a good idea to spend $250,000 of taxpayer money toward this and, say, not toward inspections or policing?
Mm-hmm. First, we don't get to that $250,000 unless we know a lot more than we know now. Okay. Second, we only spend that $250,000 if we think that we're making an investment that makes a lot of sense and that will pay us back in multiples on the $250,000 we spend.
So the vote tonight could be fairly fascinating, because voting up or down the idea to move forward with the purchase of the water company may actually be amended.
It could turn into the vote for the franchise. If that's what you're asking me, yeah. And I don't know which one the mayor will bring forward first. I think probably the decision of whether we do the due diligence study will be the first question.
Okay, so stay tuned, sports fans.
Right. Here's what I would hope, that if we decide to proceed with this due diligence, that the community gets very involved.
So quite clearly your vote is going to be to look at this more closely?
Exactly, and include the public in at least 3 policy sessions while we're studying this thing, so the citizens of Peoria can help us decide this.
Thanks to Peoria Mayor Jim Artis and at-large Councilman Chuck Weaver for joining us to talk about the city's water company buyout option. I'm Tanya Kuntz. This is Outside the Horseshoe on 89.9 HD1 WCBU, Peoria Public Radio.